This is Confessions of Coconuts, episode 35. Hi, I am Coco.
And I'm Cashew.
Hi, Cashew. How are you?
I'm good. You know, kind of sleepy, kind of tired, but, you know, it's almost about that sleep time life, so I'm pretty excited for the time where I get to lay in my own bed.
So you lay in bed, but you never sleep. So that's why you sleep during the day.
Exactly. Besides, like, people always tell me that my bed is not comfortable. Like, my dad, I was like, laying on your bed is like sleeping on a brick. And I'm like, this is what I've always known. I've had that mattress for about 6 years now, and like, I deal with it. And then sometimes I do acknowledge that it is kind of like sleeping on a wooden plank, but it's my bed. It's pretty nice. You know, I'd rather like not sleep on the floor.
And then you lay on my bed and you're like, this is like,
oh my gosh, literally
melting butter.
Literally, I have slept in your bed exactly one time. And then you woke me up because you're like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. You snore too loud. And it was the day of my birthday, too, last year. Because we stayed up talking for, like, hours. I was like, I'm going to go to bed at 9 p.m. And then it's, like, 3 in the morning. And I'm like, happy birthday to me. And then I lay and sleep in her bed. It was so comfortable. I was, like, floating on a cloud. It was so nice. I was like, why is it always that parents' beds are so much nicer than your own actual bed? It's ridiculous.
Well, I guess I will get you a nice mattress when you leave.
Honestly, I don't even need a mattress. Like, I could probably survive with the one I have, like, for a very long time, as long as I'm, like, sleeping by myself constantly. Besides, you know, being in a relationship is overrated. Therefore, I don't really care. So, you know, I will sleep in my very hard wooden plank bed.
Speaking of relationships.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I canceled the membership of that dating app.
Oh, yeah. We all knew this. At least I did. Literally, I've, like, given up on, like, talking about the whole dating app situation because I thought it was ridiculous in the first place.
I know.
You know, do whatever you want to do to get yourself your dream lover. But, bruh, who even says lover in the first place? That word is disgusting.
I know. So I was listening to music today. So that was a song that was horrifying. This guy was talking about that his wife had to deal with the fact that he had a girl on the side. And he was bragging about his girl and that the wife had just to like deal with it.
What song was this?
It was awful. I made a mistake that to listen to the new release of the week. I guess they do, like, every Friday they compile all the releases for the week and they create a new playlist. It was a mistake. It was awful. I was like, I want to just like this. I don't want to ever listen to this ever again. But I couldn't, because there's only one option. Or you heart, or you heart. You can't dislike a new release. So I was like, I'm never, ever clicking on this playlist of new releases ever again. Because, yeah, it was that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, no, I don't want to listen to these songs. And it was all there. So, mm-hmm, yeah. Big mistake. But, yeah, I don't see why a man should brag that he has a wife and a girl on the side, and that should be something that, you know, people listen. And no, it's not a good thing. Relationships that are crazy like that, it's not my liking.
You know, like, I just think, you know, like, relationships are, like, dumb in general.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, like, about right now, my only significant other, my only lover is my schoolwork. So, we were in a very committed relationship.
Priorities,
since,
right?
About 2005. So, it's very important, you know, I'm going to be in this very committed relationship for the next couple years. And therefore, I have no time to date actual real life people who actually exist. So,
well, you are doing yourself a favor, because boys are just headache.
Boys are just headaches. And besides, you know, I've been in, like, online school for, like, 30 bajillion years. So I'm like, what are boys?
I know, right?
Like,
what is that creature?
I don't even know anymore. Like, I have one friend who's a dude, like, from online school. And he's, like, a pretty epic lad. And I've known him for the entire time that I've been in online school. But, like, otherwise, I don't know any other dudes, like, at all. I'm like, okay, that's cool, I guess. But, like, it's not like I really care because, you know, like, whatever. Like, I would like to have, like, lots of, like, dude friends, you know, like.
You? Really?
Yeah, because I think that it's good to, like, for everybody
well,
to have an equal.
Well, dudes are kind of nice when they have friends. They have a different perspective of stuff, mm-hmm. you know? Girls make everything seem so dramatic. Dudes go like, oh, come on, just chill, it's fine.
I mean, like, there are different types of people, so I assume that there are, like, they're also, like, chill girls and stuff. And, like, there's, like, different types from, like, different people. Because, like, my friends, some of them, most of them are like, yeah, take it easy. Like, there's not, because, like, none of them really care about, like, trivial high school girl things. Because they're all epic lads. So, you know, therefore, they don't care about trivial high school girl things. And, you know, like, for me, I just think it's important for people to be surrounded by different types of people in, like, a diverse set of cultures and, you know, races and, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I think
what does it have to do with dating?
No, listen,
or
listen.
Or friendship with a
listen,
boy?
Listen. That's why I want to have friendship with dudes so I can get, like, it's, like, different. So, it's not always, like, I'm surrounded by, like, the same type of people, you know, like, for me. I think it's important for you to be surrounded by people that are different than you, you know? Mm. So, me, like, I want to be, like, I want to, like, know other people who, like, are not black girls. I want to know other people who are, like, not just like me. Because I think it's important to be surrounded by people that are different. So, therefore, I would like to have a very, you know, like, a nice
eclectic group of friends.
Yes. I would like to have a nice little pool of guy, dude, friend people. And be like, hey, night out Saturday night with the boys. Let's get a beer.
Oh, wow. Look at
no
you.
No thanks. I'll just have water. But
me too.
You know, that's basically, you know, what I mean. I just, like,
yeah,
want to have
don't
lots of friends.
Go have
yeah.
beers and then weird guys put stuff in your drink.
Bruh, I ain't even worried about that because I'm not even going to go anywhere. I'm
going
to be in college and, like, not allowed to drink until I graduate, which is therefore why I'm never going to date anybody in the face of the planet or in the entire course of time.
Maybe I should just be single all my life, too.
I mean, you can do that. Like, that's, like, a cool thing to do. Shows female empowerment and separation from the misogynistic system. Yes.
Yeah.
In fact.
You're just going to date yourself.
Yeah. You know, if that wasn't considered, like, self-centered and narcissistic. Narcissistic. You know, you guys understand. Too many S's in that freaking word. Whose idea
was that? How do you spell
it? NARCISSITIC. I don't even.
Oh, come on. You are smarter than that. Just don't play dumb.
There's a reason why I was not the champion of the spelling bee. There's a reason. I was never the champion of the spelling bee. I was like, I could.
You
I
do.
I can't spell out
you
loud to save
my
life.
You are my dictionary on wheels.
Yeah, but that's different because I can give you, like, definitions, not spellings. I'm not.
Sometimes
I'm
you
not,
do.
Yeah, but not. Like, usually you ask me spellings on words like Kevin. And
I do not.
Yes, you ask me spellings for, like, something like that at one point.
I do
you
not.
Ask me spellings for, like, should I use bear or bear? You know?
Oh, wow.
And, like, I'm not even kidding.
No, I am really bad at in or on.
Yeah.
So I always ask you, does this phrase sounds correct? And you're like, no.
Yeah, so I don't spell for you, though. If I do spell, it's very easy words. Like, can be, like, three to seven letters, not narcissistic.
Ooh, I said it this time.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah.
You know, like, the story behind
what
that
is
word
a narcissistic
is pretty crazy.
Person.
Okay, well, a narcissistic person is someone, like, there are different, there are, like, several different, like, there's, like, different types of being, of narcissism, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard this on NPR, or, like, a podcast. I don't even know, like, my dad was there, and that's all I remember, that I was there listening to him. And
oh, he's narcissistic.
No, we were out in the car together. And we were listening about
narcissistic?
This. Based on what I've heard and or like seen or like read, no. But you
what?
Fit some of the criteria they were talking about.
So I am serious. Narcissistic. Well, it's like people, not according to Cashew here.
So it's not like
what are the definitions?
Well, like narcissism, like the general.
I mean, not
umbrella
the definition.
Term,
what are the traits of a person? That
I mean,
has
the
that?
General umbrella term. Is like somebody who's like self-absorbed and can like, but like there are different.
Do you really think I'm self-absorbed?
No. You didn't let me finish. Okay, bro, go you ahead. Gotta let me finish. Like, listen. So like, it's somebody like the umbrella term and like some people use it for is like self-centered, self-absorbed, all concerned about like their own personal appearance, that kind of stuff. But like, there are several different like branches of narcissism. There's like. Stuff of like there's like narcissism that concerns with like power dynamic where like a superiority complex or like a god complex kind of, or there's like ones where you have like some sort of like personality disorder type of thing, some narcissism with a personality disorder. And I was like I don't know what they're called, but it was kind of interesting.
Bipolar.
And no, it's like it's part of narcissism, but it's not like it's part of different
so,
like personality
narcissism,
disorder.
Is it if I said it correct?
Narcissism, yeah.
Yeah. Is that something that happens in relationships more often?
I don't know.
Or that is just something that you are, whether you are in a relationship or romantic relationship.
It
or
like,
not.
Bro, it just like pops out, you know, like it's in you. Like it's like in a person, like they're, if they're like narcissistic, like I was like in the podcast or the thing on NPR or whatever, it was like, yeah, you know, maybe we have this quiz that they give to these people. After, like, every like, couple years or, like, whatever, like, a certain period of time. And, like, 75% of, like, the United States population has some form of, like, narcissism. That's probably, like, a very wrong number. Like, please don't, like, quote me on this. But it was a pretty, like...
Do you think it's more or less?
What do you... Probably less. Probably, like...
75%.
I'm probably super
population.
Exaggerating. But it was, like, a kind of big number. I'm talking about how many people actually were, like, had some sort of, like, qualities of narcissism based off of this test. Mm-hmm. And...
So, which one do you think you have?
I don't know. I don't remember. But, like...
Which one do you think I have?
Probably the one that has to do with, like, power dynamics or something.
You think I am a powerful person?
Someone who's obsessed with being in power, perhaps.
Just because I tell you what to do.
No, not that. There are lots of different things that tie into you telling me what to do.
Okay.
And
that's
power complex and superiority complex. You are a special type of parent.
Oh,
so
that's damn right.
I guess so, but you know, sometimes you're a special different type of parent to a fault. So, you know, maybe I'll find the article. Or the podcast, or the specific NPR news broadcast. And mm-hmm. We can talk about this in depth on a different day.
Okay, but I do hear a lot of reports about relationships, romantic relationships of people there have the issue of being narcissistic. And the relationships are just not very healthy because
well,
of that.
Well, yeah, because like a person, if you have like... Usually, if you have some sort of, like, personality disorder or, like, some sort of thing, like, mental thing going on, like especially, like, with, like, body image or, like, an obsession with, like, you know, yourself or, like, controlling people or, like, being in general, like, power. Yeah, your relationships are going to suffer. Not just, like, your romantic relationships, but, like, it just makes common sense. Like, people don't want to be around you if you're, like, a complete fool. You know, like, literally, like, you don't want to, like, a person like me, I wouldn't want to like, surround myself with somebody who was always, you know, for example, like, talking down about their self and, like, really, like,
that's actually
like,
really, like, oh,
you know, they're,
negativity.
Like,
it's
releasing negative energies.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
not
like,
even, like,
you know,
not even, like,
I'm not one of those people who are like, oh, yeah, you're messing with my chakra or whatever. I'm not one of those people. Like,
I am feeling really calm right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, pulls out my healing crystals. Nah.
Hey,
I don't...
I have one of those.
I know you do. I like.
Shout out to my friend Mangala all the way in Guatemala. I still carry that crystal everywhere I go.
Like, literally, me, I don't believe in, like, healing crystals and chakras. And you open your third eye and then look into the vast horizon field of possibilities and hope before. Nah.
Oh, wow.
I ain't about that. Nah. I'm just like, okay, cool. You know, we're out here. But, like, if you're, like, kind of, like, negative, like, you know, like, sure. That's, like, a... Like, for me, like,
negativity is not nice. It's actually very poisonous.
You know, I have a couple friends who are, like, who kind of, like, I wouldn't say they have, like, self-esteem issues, but, like, sometimes they, like, they're, like, pretty, like, self-depreciating. And I'm,
I
like,
have those too.
And I'm, like, oh, like, you know, like, there's, like, only so much I can do, so much I can say to these right. people who, like, are having, like, I don't know, they're, like, body image problems. Right. Or, like, just, like, oh, yeah, I feel mediocre. I don't really know what to do. I'm, like, bro, I don't know what to do either.
Right, and imagine, like, if you had a relationship, a romantic relationship yeah. with someone
and
like that.
That would literally make me so stressed out. I mean, like, for me, like, I'm not about that online, like, long distance, like, romantic relationship
I mean,
life.
Who can do that, really?
I really
you
don't
have to
know.
Be really strong to do that kind of relationship.
It's, like, it's kind of funny because, like, a lot of people my age, especially, like, now in my generation, they're all online, you know, mm-hmm. and they all, like, you know, they interact with people.
Having relationships online?
Yeah, dude, like, for real. Like,
did you just call me dude?
You called me girlfriend earlier. This is revenge. Literally, like, it's so weird because people, you know, there's one thing that I'll never understand about people who are, like, my age or, like, around my age, and they're online, right? And, like, they have then built this entire presence and the persona for themselves online, and they meet somebody who they find is, like, really cool and, like, really, like, awesome or whatever, and, like, whatever, like, qualifies for, like, dateable material, and they date this person. And
Hold a minute.
No,
how can they date if you're saying, like, they are in the same neighborhood?
No.
Or
some of these people, what I'm saying is, like, long distance, like, for real long distance, like, across the country, like,
oh,
kind of stuff.
Ridiculous.
And, like, I once saw this one person who I'm pretty sure is not on Instagram anymore, but they were dating, they lived in the Philippines, right?
Okay.
Lived in the Philippines, and they were dating somebody from England.
Okay.
And get this, this person from the Philippines is, like, 14 years old. And the person who was from England was, like, maybe 14 or 15. And I'm, like, y'all, like, and they're, like, you know, they, like, post things or whatever. They're, like, oh, my gosh, I love them so much.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. We're going to meet. And, like, I'm just searching for, I'm getting tickets.
Can you imagine?
See you.
I have a girlfriend.
We're
going to
get married. And
no,
I was, like,
seriously,
oh, my God.
I have a girlfriend, okay, who she had a boyfriend, and they were, like, living an hour away, right? So they would see each other whenever they could during the week or the weekend, just an hour away, mm-hmm. right? Then he got a job in, like, freaking Wisconsin. So I guess, no, it's not Wisconsin. What is the one after Wisconsin?
Minnesota?
No, going towards the west.
I have no idea.
It's the other one after.
Is it some sort of nowhere state?
Yeah. Which is, like,
Idaho?
8 hours from here, probably.
Iowa?
Probably. It's one of those eyes.
The potato state.
Yeah, one. Well, but it's actually, like, 8 hours from Indiana, right?
Oh, okay.
So you go, like, oh, man, how are you going to have that type of relationship now? You used to be close, like, an hour away.
Yeah.
Now it's 8 hours one way.
Yeah.
And it's, like, ugh, how can you do it? Because it's going to be hard to see each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you imagine someone living in a different country.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Country.
And it's like, okay, I get it if it's different if you're, like, full-grown adults, right? And, like, you know each other. Like, you know, you see each other face-to-face.
Like, these two people,
and
they
you're
knew
like,
each other and then they had to be apart because
and then
something
it's like,
happened.
You've, like, physically held their hand, looked at them, like, to their eyes, you know, like, but then, like, it's just somebody, like, you've never met before. Like you know them, like, from, like, online, you know, like, the personality, what they're like, but you don't know, like, you haven't been there with them. And, you know, like, you know, I get, like, nobody's really talked to me about this, and, like, I don't really talk about it very often, but I really do think, like, I think that, especially, like, dating online is, like, not a good idea.
Okay, but when you say online, do you mean, like, anything that involves an app or an app on the computer? What do you mean online?
Well, you know, like, okay, So I know they have all these dating apps or whatever, like Tinder, OkCupid, blah, 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 this and that. I think all those are dumb. And, like, personally, I would never use one of those because, to me, I think, you know, there's, like, zero ways to form, like, to me, I, like, this might be, like, hypocritical because I have, like, 30 bajillion, like, online friends that I'm very close to and, like, I want to see someday, like, I want to, like, be there with them, like, hang out, do, like, cool friend stuff, go to the movies, the beach, you know, all that cool stuff. But, like, I don't believe in online romantic relationships. I don't know. I just feel like it's different being in, like, a friendship. Like, you can talk to somebody and be their friend, but, like, when it comes to, like, dating, there's so many things that come with dating, you know, like, physical, like, stuff, like, right. Holding hands, kissing, yeah, hugging, and stuff.
I just don't need to mention that I met your father online.
Yeah, I know, but that was, like, back in ye olden days of the AOL and the MySpace, blah, blah, blah.
May I say the way I see online apps and things like that, you know, like, me, when I met your father, I was a brand new girl. Meaning, like, I just had arrived here and I was pretty, like, this life sucks because I don't know anybody that, an adult that wants to talk to me. I only talk to children all my life. So I'm going to have to find an avenue here. But, you know, I met him online and he was an hour away from me, okay? So we met and there you are. 16 years later.
But that's different because you're close. Well, you're close together. And like when you are like in a relationship, right? I just think listen.
So 1 hour is okay for you.
I think for me, if you live in the same state, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
If you live in a different state, but like perhaps let's say you live in a state that is, I don't know, you live in a state that's like right next to the other one. That is, like, borderline.
Well, I disagree. You know why? Because, for example, you know, you guys know I was on the app. And let's say I am here and I don't want to meet someone that is in the same state but, like, 100 miles away from me. Because some states are really, like, people can be really, the distance can be really, really long.
Mm-hmm.
I could be in the same state.
Like California, you know?
No. Even our state. I am right here, but from my distance to Indianapolis, it's already 90 miles, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, like, really far. I don't want to meet anyone in Indianapolis because it's just
too
really
far away.
Too far away. Yeah. Imagine if I am here and I have a boyfriend and it's a long, long distance between quotes here, air quotes. It's a long distance relationship and I am here at the house and I am alone and I need help and I can't call my boyfriend because he's like 90 miles away from me and it's an emergency and he can't
help me. Then, bro, why don't you call 911? If it's an emergency, you ain't gonna call your boyfriend. You're gonna call 911. Call the dispatch.
Well, I'm just thinking like the way I used to behave when I was married that everything I needed, I just had to call your
daddy.
The
first thing, if it was the emergency, you called 911. I don't care who is, what's going on. All you listeners, call 911 if it's an emergency, not your significant other. Thanks
yeah,
for this as a PSA.
But for example, if, I don't know, let's say this is not going to happen to me because I do have roadside assistance.
Uh-oh.
But if my
stuck
tire
on the side of the road,
right,
yeah.
If I'm stuck on the side of the road or, I don't know, stuff that boyfriends help girlfriends or husband help.
That's so stereotypical and
no,
that's disgusting.
But seriously.
I am sick of these, like, you know,
another word.
Misogynistic.
Oh, wow.
I don't freaking know. But I am sick of the masculine, the male-dominated world and the freaking, you know, everybody expects, you know, oh, yes, the men are the ones who help with the physical work.
I think this
and,
is
you
a
know,
different
like,
generation type
like,
of thing going
dude,
on
dude, like,
here.
You're, like, so traditional. It's
I,
almost
I
disgusting.
I love to be taken care of.
That's so
I love
stereotypical.
To wake up and
oh,
go,
I
like,
hate
oh,
that.
My feet hurt. Can you get me some water or whatever.
Literally,
I just love to be taken care of.
Literally,
that
like,
way.
And then, like, adopts, like, oh, the domestic housewife role where, like, you cook and you clean and do the dishes.
No,
like,
that's not
nah.
me.
I, like, I like, no.
Can I just go to work and make money and pay the bills and just come home and want to be taken care of? Hello?
Like, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, okay, you're talking about, oh, yeah, I call my, like, it's like what boyfriends should do for girlfriends, like, fix flat tires. No. Like, who says that? Like, okay, like, that's one thing. Among several other things, you know, one thing that makes me, like, pretty, like, you know, like, makes me kind of riled up, you know, is, like, freaking, you know, like, gender roles and the expectations of people. And
just like what you said this morning. Oh, yeah, I'm going to find this wonderful man.
Someday,
and
maybe.
I'm going to fall in love with him, and he's going to fall in love with me. And then he's going to propose, and I'm going to tell him right then and there, even before I say yes, okay, I will take your name if you take mine.
I don't see what's the problem with that.
What?
I really don't. She, like, nearly stopped the car. She was like, hold up a second. I don't really know if I compute. Okay, but, like, for real. Like, listen, y'all, okay. Like, why can't, if I'm going to have a husband, why do I have to take his last name? He doesn't own me. I don't have to, like, for all you know, I could just leave him, be like, bye. Like, I don't belong to you, so I'm going to go. Like, I'm not on a leash. Like, you don't, like.
I love you because you are learning from my own experiences.
And it's like, listen, like, if I'm going to take your last name, you're going to take mine.
If you're going to brand me, like, let's just brand each other.
Literally, just like. Like, we're gonna be matching, you know, it'll be cute couple things, am I right? So like, and like, so I'll be like, I'll have my last name and then he'll have his last name, and then we both like match or whatever, and like he has my last name tacked on to his, I have his last name tacked on to mine. I'm like, cute, cool, I like it, you know, I kind of dig it, kind of, this is kind of cool.
So she was like, we're gonna discuss this when he proposed, and I was like, well, no.
Yeah, she was like, you need to discuss this way before. I was like,
can you kind of discuss this before he proposed?
Yeah, I was like, if he doesn't like it, he will break the engagement. And I guess that's something that you kind of have to talk about before. It's like, if we ever get married, you know, gotta know you gotta take my last name. Otherwise, you know, we're not gonna happen. So I guess that's something you say on the first date. But, like, that's like, the things that nobody wants to talk about on the first date. Because, you know, every movie, like, the girl, she sits down. She's like, so how many kids do you want to have on the first date? And the dude's like, sweating. And he's like, do we really have to talk about this right now? We just met. And, like, have you guys seen that? It's, like, a common trope. Like, the girl's always like, oh, yeah. So when we get married. And he's like, oh, it's been 5 minutes since you sat down. It's so funny.
Now, my first question would be, do you take shower before you go to
sleep? Oh, yeah, because are you, like, it's very important. Like, for me, all those questions those are the questions I wouldn't ask on the first, second, or third. I would ask those questions after being with this person for, like a pretty long time. Like, I don't know, maybe, like, a couple months. And what? Then I would, like...
What kind of questions would you ask about?
You know,
you
like...
You gonna take my name?
I was like, bro, we gotta have a conversation right now. Are you gonna take my name or not? Because I'm literally, no. Literally...
It's too much fun, this conversation.
Literally, but... like, okay. I would ask these kinds of questions,
hey,
like, once...
You wash your back and now you wash...
I know, right? It's just like, we gotta help each other out. We gotta be matching. It's cute, you know, like... The thing is, like,
just like today, this dude has literally sued the abortion clinic because they let the girlfriend abort the baby without his permission. Just like, excuse me.
Who said that we needed your permission, though? Because as far as I was concerned, carry the baby.
Hold it. You just say, hey, it's... It's cute, right? You do my back and I'll do yours. You take my name and you take mine. Or I'll take yours. But if you guys are in a relationship and you're having sex and she got pregnant, but she decided, or whoever decided, I guess in this case,
okay,
she
so
decided
she didn't
herself,
say anything.
I guess in this case, she decided that she was going to abort the baby. She went to the clinic. The clinic didn't ask if he agreed. I guess it's my body, and I will do whatever I want with my body. But
okay,
he
but
was
literally,
the boyfriend, and he was the father of the baby. He's now suing the clinic that they were they did the abortion without his permission.
You know, bruh. Okay. So I see what's going on here. For, mm-hmm. He shouldn't be suing the clinic. He should be like going having a talk with his girlfriend. Be like, hi, what if I wanted that child? Like, what?
Okay. You know. Okay. So. Okay, good point. Okay, what if he wanted the child? So now she's going to carry the child full term and then sign the baby away to him, and she doesn't want to have any... It's like she's giving the baby to adoption or something.
I don't know. Like, the thing is,
I mean, that's no other way, right?
That's just something you have to, like, really have to, like, have a conversation about. So I feel like...
You asked that question on the third or the fourth date?
No, like, if we get pregnant, would you let me abort the child? That's not something you ask. I feel
you
like
just do it.
I feel like okay, so if you're gonna ask always important like life questions, like, you know, when we get married or when we have kids, you know, that kind of stuff, that's something you say like after you've said I love you several times.
Oh.
That's my rule, because before that ain't nobody want to talk about being long term.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Once you like are like
living and learning here from Cashew Nuts.
Literally, I just read too much fan fiction, and they're
fan fiction. They talk about her relationships.
Yeah,
so.
I literally that's what I read.
101 folks
read fan fiction. You'll become the most wisest person on the face of the planet. Or you just watch a bunch of like TV dramas. Hey. So. Or
we
read
don't even have TV, but
or like read a lot of books. That's what I do. I read lots of books.
Oh, it's young adult thing.
Love
huh?
young adult novels. Wow. Love that. Except I hate young adult romance. So disgusting. So gross.
So where do you
and
learn
overdone.
All this stuff?
I don't know. Just like I really don't. I was just like born with this knowledge.
Hey.
I am a relationship guru, and hey. you guys are here to like know. And it's
what did
it's
I do
good.
With my life that I did not ask for advice in
Man,
my romantic endeavors?
You should have known. I was here all along. 6 years old, me, Cashew, be like, hey, you're doing the wrong thing. Make the right decision. Like
I know, right? She's been telling me, take your profile away from these apps. Just go out and meet people, woman. She didn't even call me dude this time. She
was
like,
serious.
This is a waste of freaking time. Do not put your profile on a dating app.
Like, okay, like the dating apps, like I never finished talking about that, I guess, but like I feel like I don't even know, like, what am I even talking about right now? But like these dating apps, one, they're so sus.
Listen,
and then
I have my hand raised. May I say something?
I guess so.
Okay.
I call on you.
Just like when I met your father and just like when I met your daddy. Girlfriend here doesn't go anywhere. Lived always in the middle of nowhere. Doesn't go anywhere. I think I said that. So where do I meet nice guys?
Where you
online is the only way, girl.
Well, that means you just have to leave being in the middle of nowhere and step out of your comfort zone. Because if you meet a nice guy, are you gonna wanna leave? Are you gonna wanna like move? Like you're gonna wanna like get out of your house and like, bro, ain't nobody wanna come all the way out into like middle of nowhere Indiana to come see you unless he's like super serious. He's like, yeah, I like this girl, and you know, we're gonna live long term, and it's gonna be so
gonna
cute.
Nobody's gonna come here to visit.
That's exactly why we're leaving. So then we can all have potential opportunities in the dating pool.
Is that why we're leaving?
Yes, that's exactly.
Hey.
We're not leaving because
hey,
I'm going
folks,
to college. It's
we are living.
Yes,
we're no longer in middle of nowhere. Come and date us. No, that's not why we're leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving.
I find that if a guy talks to me online, okay, we are texting at this point,
okay,
because I guess we have to get to know each other. I can't just go out on a date with someone that I have never met.
That's the point of being on a date. Have you ever been on a blind date? That's
no,
like the whole
it's
appeal.
Creepy. I don't want to go on a date when I just
creepy. How is being on a blind date creepy? It's like it's the ideal it's... romantic fantasy.
No. Listen. Like, for example, I want a person to know that I love animals. I want the person to know that I love Jesus. I want the person to know that I'm not into smoking. Or I want the person to know that I have a very demanding job. I want the person to know a little bit more about me than just match, swipe right or left, and say, hey, let's go meet up. It's like, I don't know
you. Yeah, that's the reason why I also think dating apps are kind of sus. And besides, like, if you... Like, I really think that if you're going to be in a romantic relationship,
it's not like being in like a long distance friendship, because like I have a bunch of those, and
long
like
long distance friendship.
Yes, long distance friendships.
They differ from long distance relationships.
Definitely, because long distance friendships do not require like, you know, stuff that romantic relationships require. You know, like I can go like weeks without seeing these people's faces. You know.
Yeah, but when you are in a romantic relationship, it's nice when you wake up in the morning and say, "Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
good morning." And not just like once in a week you go like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And like, excuse me?
And you know, I mean, like I think that if in order to like really like forge a romantic relationship and like a connection for that kind of thing, you gotta go out and meet them face to face.
No, I do agree with that too. Like, I agree with that too, but I just don't want
online.
I know, but like, I just don't wanna meet up with someone that I mean, do you have any freaking idea how long it took me to meet your father and your daddy? I mean, I took my sweet time talking to them online before I met them. And look where I am today, girl. I am not going to go faster. I'm going freaking slower. I think I went too fast with the two of them. And here I am alone. But it's my choice. Yeah, I understand
that. Yeah, that's like nobody's fault.
No. I know it was my choice. But I do think I went too fast. I should have taken my time to get to know each one of them before I did something like hardcore, like commitment, like marriage and stuff like that. Or even like, I don't know, dating for that matter. So I want to take my sweet time. And I truly believe that the man that is going to like me is going to be patient. That it's going to, yes, come here to the freaking middle of nowhere and visit me. Because I would drive all the way to the city to visit them. Why can't they do the same thing and visit me here? It is just like one-sided thing.
No, I just think it's like extremely inconvenient. The driving times. It's just like that's all. But like, because, like, I don't, like, I have a friend. I don't know if I've talked about her before, but, like, on the podcast at least. But, you know, she was driving, like, every weekend down to Tennessee from Indiana to go see her boyfriend. I'm like,
did he ever come and visit her?
As far as I don't know if he ever did, but I know he lived in Tennessee and he went to college in Tennessee or whatever. And, like, she...
That's freaking 4 hours drive.
And then she did online school because of him, because she thought she was going to move down there. And then it, like, didn't even work out. She works at a grocery store or whatever. And she, like, doesn't have this guy anymore in her life. But she's still, like, doing, like, online school because, like, online college because, like...
That's what she did it back then.
Yeah,
when she was like,
yeah, I'm going to go downstairs. We're going to live together. And, like, I was like, bruh. I remember the first time when she met this guy, when you were talking about it, when she met this guy. And this guy, he was on Snapchat, and they were talking on Snapchat, and they got to know each other over Snapchat and text messaging. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, you better be careful because, you know, the mean people online, especially with romantic relationships, kind of suspicious and, like, kind of fishy. Don't want that smell. And I don't think it's like, you know, it's like kind of weird, and I'm just like, be careful, you know. Yeah. Like, this guy, he was also older than her too. I'm pretty sure that he was not a minor when they first met.
Yeah,
and she's still not a minor.
She's still not an adult.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's still not an adult. She's still a minor right now. Yeah. But I think he was older than her, and he was already in college when the first time they first met. She was like a sophomore or junior or something. And I was like, gotta be careful. And, you know, like, whatever, like, not trying to get anybody, like, arrested or something. But, like, you know, like, isolating is, like, dating online, it's just, like, super dangerous because literally, like...
It is dangerous.
Because, like, literally everybody just wants to use, like, dating apps, especially online, and then just, like, online in general for, like, hooking up or whatever. And, like, bro, you can end up with, like, STDs. Like, ain't nobody want that. Like,
not just that. You can end up dead.
Yeah, because, like, you don't know these people. Not and it's, like, super that.
Can
suspicious.
Can you think about it, like, if you going on a dating app and you meet someone, you just swiped and you guys matched, and, like, let's go out tonight to meet. Okay, I have the time. I'm going to go. Bye. Going out. And you never come back because, like, there is no freaking trail what you did, and you didn't tell the people that you love that you went on a dating app and you met this person, and now you're dead.
That's so bad. It's literally
so freaking dangerous.
That's why you never.
That's why I don't meet them. I do meet them, but not. I mean, I don't think I met anybody.
This is why you go out in groups. This is why my ideal dating situation, if I ever decide, like, kind of want a boyfriend so I can go on nice, cute dates in the future. Literally, I don't even want a boyfriend with the, like, appeal of having a boyfriend. I just want to go, like, the movies, 50s Seriously? Picnic. Like, literally, I don't even care about having an actual boyfriend. I could, like, probably go and, like, be single forever. Like, I really don't care at all. And, like, and besides, all the cute date ideas, I could always do, like, friend things with them. Like, the movies. Yeah. Cute 50s diner.
I disagree, though, with going to find guys or going to flirt with girlfriends because they are distraction. They are competition girlfriends.
Literally.
You don't go out with girlfriends to flirt.
Okay, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if you're going to go meet somebody, okay, first place. You don't go out to flirt. Like, bro, who does that? Like, literally.
Isn't that what you just told me?
No.
Don't have a profile on a dating app.
No.
Go out and meet people.
Listen.
You gotta flirt,
when
right?
When I said, when go out and meet people, you. Okay, first off, you know, flirting with people and you don't know them, kind of cringy, kind of gross, kind of creepy. Don't come at me with
okay,
that.
Define,
like, no.
Define flirting.
Going, okay, flirting, you know, everyone else is like, it's like, you're coming at me. Like, you want to, like, get in my pants or something.
No!
Please.
That's harassment.
Step off. And it's like
sexual harassment.
No, I was like, no, I was like implying that you want to get in my pants. You know, like, I don't want that.
Mommy,
I don't
that's
want
not
that.
Flirting. Flirting is me, like, here. And him all the way over there.
Making, like, very,
and
like,
then he looks-
sultry eye contact. Is that what this... No. What I mean by flirting, when I think of flirting, I think, like, when I think... Well, I think, well, okay. When I think of flirting on, like, the adult dating scene, that's what I think of. Because that's what, like, you know, really sultry eye contact across the dance floor. And, you know, like kind of, like...
Slow
sexual
motion.
Innuendos and, you know, pretty gross, and they end up, like, being in each other's bed at the end of the night, like this one Amazon series that I watched a long time ago about
I
the
know,
world ending
that was awful.
And then they ended up being a long-term relationship. So I was like, dude,
know,
you guys,
right?
Literally met at the bar. You were taking shots the whole time. Like, you guys don't even remember the day you met, and they're like, oh, I love you, it was a good marriage. I'm like, dude, you guys are so delusional. And you know,
no,
but
that's,
I think,
not real life flirting,
but I
in
think
in my life,
but, like, you for me out. Like, dating is more like and, like, flirting with people is, like, kind of, I mean, like, I don't think of it's, like, kind of like a sultry kind of thing. I think it's, like, kind of, like, really kind of cute and sweet and kind of awkward, you know, like like
listen to you,
I'm like, this is how I read it in the YA books, okay? Like, literally, like,
that's how you're gonna
it's kind of like, you know, lots of, like, stupid puns. And, you know, making, like, really stupid, cringy puns that are actually kind of endearing. Like, if anyone comes at me, if some dude who's at his, he comes at me, he's like, yeah, making some sort of, like, really, really bad flirtation pun, I was like, let's elope now. Like.
No, please.
It's like.
Okay, reminder not to ever let her go out with anybody.
Like, I'm just saying, like, reminder. To me. The ideal person, the ideal dude, if I was going to date anybody, like, if I ever decide that I want to do that, it was, like, you gotta have, like, you gotta be witty, you know? Like, I want to be able to, like, be, like, funny with you and, like, tease with you all the time. Literally, I don't know. I just want to, like, it has to be funny.
I guess I just have to talk
stuff.
And they will, like, melt.
I don't think you're that way. Like, I think it's also, I think it's, like, with you, I think
I
it's,
don't
like,
speak
you, like,
English.
Your texting is, like, I can barely understand you when you text. I'm like, when I'm like, it's not like I can't understand you. It's like sometimes your keyboard gets all wonky, and I'm like, I don't understand a word you're saying. And then, or sometimes, or it's like, I just, like, your emojis are so cryptic. Like, sometimes, I remember when I used to have a phone, I would be like, hey, what's up? And she said the black-haired lady emoji in response. And I'm like, what does this mean? I'm so scared. And, like, I'll say anything. I'll be like, hey, can I go over to my friend's house this weekend? She'll send, like, the kiss emoji. I'm like, does that mean yes or no? What does that mean? Like, she'll literally respond to me in emojis only. And I'm like, mom?
You didn't answer my question.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, English is my second language.
So you use,
and since so you I use found emojis.
As deflecting like, the questions. It's like, I don't know how to speak, so here's an emoji. So that's why I think it's better if you're like in person, because that way you can eloquently
can
articulate
like,
yourself.
I know, I'm going to say, what is that word for, you know, like going upstairs?
Going upstairs? Wow. Literally me.
I remember was when I was talking to your father back in the day. And it, I was really lucky that he spoke Portuguese, because back in the day, I didn't speak a lot of English, right? I mean, almost nothing. He actually was the one who taught me how to speak a lot. And so I would, like, in the middle of the conversation, speaking Portuguese, because I had no idea what to say, and that was a word that I did not know. And I remember, and I was talking about climbing a ladder or something.
Yeah.
And I said, you know the word that they use for that thing that you climb to go up. And he's like, what is the word? And he's like, go ahead and say it in Portuguese. And I would say, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a ladder.
What
like,
is it in Portuguese?
Escada.
Escada. That's a fun fact for you guys. Ladder in Portuguese is escada.
Escada.
Really
cool. So it was so helpful that I did not know how to speak Portuguese. And he was so helpful. I didn't know how to speak English. And I would just speak Portuguese when I did not know a word. And so our conversation was like everything mixed up. And he would just put all the stuff together, and in the same situation, he would like repeat the words so I could repeat and learn. So like, if I am in front of you, and I guess we are flirting quotation in the air, and so I just have to say, okay, I'm just living here for 20 years, but I still don't know this word.
Nah, that's not endearing. That's annoying.
I know, right?
So
exactly. So I just keep on sending emojis.
No. Imagine if you spoke in emojis. They'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing? Kiss emoji, you say in response. And I'm like, mm-mm.
Well, I don't know. I find that a guy to be with me, or I don't know, text me, or even trying to get to know me, they're gonna have to be pretty patient. I mean, I know that the relationships, I only had true relationships in these 20 years that I've been here in the U.S. and were with two men that I guess in a way were very patient, and not just to understand what I was trying to say or kind of figure out what I was feeling because of the language barrier. And in a way, you know, I appreciate them for what happened or how mm-hmm. they were. And now that I am single and I meet these guys, or whether it's on a dating app or in person, I find that this generation, they are not patient. They want things to be done immediately, because if I am not doing, there will be tons of other girls that will do. Therefore, if I don't do it, I will miss my opportunity with them. But that doesn't mean that that opportunity is going to last a long time, mm-hmm. or it's going to be an opportunity that is valid. Therefore, I will just keep trying to meet a person who is patient, because I don't want to just meet people today and not see them again tomorrow just because I met them and I didn't let the other girl get the time with him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, and please don't just like meet me today and then ghost me, disappear for like 1,000 months and then come back like nothing happened. And that's why I don't give my number out. Because I don't want people to just disappear and come back and be like, hey, I just thought of you because I passed by a Brazilian restaurant. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, the Brazilian restaurant.
I know, right?
Every single time I think of it, I think of you.
I know.
That's so poetic.
Don't think of me because you're bored or because I don't freaking know. If you want to get to know me, just be there, not just when you pass by the freaking Brazilian.
All right. Well, I mean, like, I feel like we have pretty differing, like, ideas on, like, dating and
stuff.
Yeah,
we do.
That's, like, pretty interesting. So we should do, like, a second segment about me, like, just continuously yelling about how much I don't want to do that.
How much I am a feminist, and if you
even take my name or break the engagement.
If you think about dating me, you better be quiet.
Nah. I ain't about, like, the smothering.
Because I am narcissistic. I like to control. I used to female power.
I'm not one of those radical feminazis. I promise.
Just moderate.
No, it's not there at all. Trust me. I'm a very cool cat. I'm a cool kid, cool epic lad. But I'm not on the dating market, so back off. Thanks.
That's what Coconuts here, it's all about. Confessions of Coconuts, it's about the two of us with different opinion, different view, discussing the same topic. And respecting each other's opinion.
That's an important thing that I still have to work on. But, you know, we're out here. And, like, join us in our journey of me learning to respect Coco's opinion.
And me respecting Cashew's opinion.
Yes. Tune in next time as we both embark on this learning experience.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Bye, guys. This podcast is brought to you by me and my mom. The editing is done by me, and the music is done by my mom and GarageBand. If you want to check us out on any of our social media, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Confess Coco and YouTube as Confessions of Coconuts, where we post all of our cool adventures of us being zany and eating a bunch of cool food and stuff. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to any of our social media. If you want to donate, you can go to our website, confessionsofcoconuts.com. And go to the donate page and drop some spare change while you're at it. While you're there, you might as well go visit the show notes and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe because you're supposed to subscribe to all podcasts. And I know you love us because you're listening right now. It'd be cool if you could share us on whatever social media you have and just get the word out so we can continue to bless other people's ears with our amazing voices and our silly stories. The podcast is a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And we truly thank you for listening. On that note, leave a review. Thank you so much.